This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast of the Woods,
celebrating bear culture and the bear community.
Featuring your hosts, Mark Big Bear Haddon
and Luke the Wonder Cub Mitchell
on Joy 94.9.
This is The Woods with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof. Grr.
That's right, it's The Woods, it's Wednesday night, it's 9 p.m. and I'm Big Bear Mark and I'm joined here with by Luke, the Wonder Cub.
Everything.
And or yeah, it's everything.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Luke. How are you?
We just enjoy every day this week. Thought we'd take over everything.
I know, we're on Monday morning for Brekkie Bears, and yesterday we took over Fast and the Frivolous and called it Fast and the Furriest.
Yeah.
And of course we're on again tonight at The Woods. And you're on again Saturday.
I know, I'm just here all the time.
You're all over it, aren't
I know,
you?
I get around.
You do get around.
That's what I do.
I know. Look, we are quite excited tonight.
It's all about sport.
It's all about
manly
things. Never thought I'd be doing a sports show. I am. You know me. I'm not a sporty type.
Do you even
really
know what rugby is?
I do. In fact, look. If there was one game that I do actually watch occasionally, it is actually rugby.
Oh, good. Not.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. You know, big burly blokes running around the field.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It sounds terrible.
It's horrible. It's like. Yeah.
But, our special guest tonight, of course, the Bingham Cup, which has been the talk of the town over the last few weeks.
It's starting in 8 days.
It's very soon.
Week tomorrow.
Yep.
It's starting up in Sydney. That's very shortly.
It is very shortly.
Mm. So we have in the studio tonight Now, you're the president?
Shh, don't go telling anybody that.
That's true. The president of the Melbourne Chargers.
Hello.
Hello, Anton.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I also feel like I've been here every day this week. Well, the past month. I feel I should have my own show by now. So, Joy producers or directors.
Don't do that, please.
What?
And you just heard Ash as well. Hi, Ash. How are you going?
I'm doing well. Woof,
good,
et cetera.
Good. Now, of course, you're the bear component of Melbourne Chargers, aren't you?
Pretty much. I'm actually the second hairiest dude on the team.
Only the second hairiest.
Well, when the now hairiest Nate showed up, I was actually a little upset. I was like, jealous.
I think jealous is the word.
Bitch, please. There's enough. You know, that's my role.
Yeah,
he took your title.
He did. But he's great. He's little. I call him Mini Me because he's like all of like a foot tall, and he's just this little furry thing. He's great.
And how tall are you?
I'm a foot and a half.
He's 9 inches tall?
Yeah. I'm what, like 5'7", 5'8".
5'7", 5'8".
And a bit of hope.
Yeah.
So, are you all excited? Are you both going up to Sydney?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So, the tournament actually, like I said, starts on Friday the 29th. But the actual Bingham extravaganza itself starts on Sunday. So there's a series of events leading each day up to it. So Sunday, there'll be something There is a Tuesday. And then Wednesday morning, there's like a Waratahs training session, which a lot of our boys are going to. Then Thursday, the opening ceremony, Friday games, Saturday games, Sunday, everyone's dying of games. Monday, everyone just gets exhausted and just wants to lie down.
No, Monday is kangaroo court when everyone gets really, really drunk.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
We don't get really drunk.
We drink responsibly.
Drunk
on the game.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, look, I do want to get some backstory here. Let's talk about the Melbourne Chargers for a little while because you've been around. Now, am I right in saying you've been around since 2009?
Yep. So it got set up. I actually got told an interesting fact tonight that in 2009, Ben Lankin, the former president and one of the guys that came up with the idea, put an advert out for basically people who are interested in rugby. They're all sat in one of the bars in Melbourne and just said, right, how are we going to do this? 5 years later, we've got a Bingham tournament with two teams going over.
Right. Oh, that's incredible, isn't it?
So I just started as like an idea between some friends.
Absolutely.
Playing rugby and just thought, we can make a team out of this.
Excellent. Yep, absolutely. And they started off in a club in Footscray. They were there for 2 years.
Yes. Westie.
That's my territory. I'm in West Footscray. Love the West.
Yeah, but it's not AFL.
I know.
Is that AFL Western Bulldogs?
I don't know.
That is, but yeah. Mark doesn't even... you do support them, but you don't really care that much,
no,
do you?
I don't care.
But then, yeah, we moved down to Melbourne Rugby Club in 2011. When I joined the team as well.
As the Chargers got bigger, we got more pretentious, so we had to move to Toorak.
Actually, Paran.
Yes. Yeah.
Paran.
There's more money involved now, I see.
Exactly. So now, obviously, the club must have changed and grown over the years. So you've got two teams now, is that right?
Yep. So this year, we had a massive influx of people joining the team. We had our Rugby 101 back in February. We also participated in the Midsummer Sports Day, which was a great event for us. Unfortunately, had to get moved to the morning schedule because it was 500 degrees centigrade and everyone, you know, apparently didn't want to get a tan that day. I was quite happy to play in the afternoon, you know. And everyone stuck around. Normally, you'd go for like a 5% retention rate, but everyone's like, we're looking around as if to say, guys, we've got enough for two teams here. Mm-hmm. And the level of experience that came to us as well. We had people coming back into the rugby. We had people coming from abroad who'd come to Melbourne and want to come join us and come play rugby as well. So I got on the phone to the VIU going, can we join you guys in a division, please?
So I'm assuming that's like the Victorian Rugby Union.
Yes.
For us novices over here. Yeah.
So, like last year and previous seasons, we've played in a more social comp.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas this season we had, you know, enough experience and enough guys that had, you know, expressed interest to be competitive, and you know, the experienced guys have really, you know, we've gotten together and sort of trained up a lot of these guys to actually play competitively. So we entered a competitive comp this season, and our first season competitive, and we ended up making the finals.
But we still got second team as well, who started off being social and wants, you know, the newer guys wants to learn about the game. But as the season's progressed, you can also see that kind of that thirst to win. And in previous years, the team was going down 100-0 to other teams, and this year, the last game, the Masters grade, I think we went down 35-17, which is a fantastic progress from the beginning of the season to
much
where
more
we are.
Competitive,
Where, you know, and we're not going to play people in Bingham that are going to be to the level, because these people playing the Masters grade, they're ex-first graders. They're just a little bit older and, you know, they get fatigued a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
But the level of competition is so high that to be able to get scored three tries against like Melbourne Uni is phenomenal. And it's such a great show of, what's the word I'm looking for? Potential for towards future players who maybe want to go up to take a step up into the competitive side.
Mm. Especially given your small beginnings and how it all started a few years ago, to come that far that quickly, it must be pretty exciting for you guys.
Absolutely. And Victoria is not a rugby state at all. And to get people to come down just to try the sport's one thing, to actually get them to stick around, and as soon as we get the tackling involved, it's like, we're taking you down, you might get a few bruises. Instead of people going, oh, I don't want to do that, they're going, give me more, take me down more.
Yeah, and the thing I appreciate most is, you know, I've come from, I grew up in New South Wales, so I come from a rugby background. And when I first came to Melbourne and joined the Chargers, just how accepting everyone was. And, you know, for me, you know, obviously I'm experienced, so I, you know, knew what to expect. But
in rugby, or
well, that too. Yeah. but then, you know, like, and you know, especially I've seen it more so this season. All of the new guys coming along, that, you know, never played before, and it just, you know, everyone's welcome to come and try it and play. And in, you know, the social team, or the Masters team as we call them, and you know, anyone can get on the field and play. And everyone's just building up their experience and, you know, their skill set. But you know, the experience of playing with a team, and you know, the friendships and the bonds. And it's just been fantastic. Like, by the end of the season, we're, you know, it's such an awesome club to be a part of.
And it doesn't matter which part of the season you join as well. If you start at the beginning of the season, it's fantastic. Even if you join us halfway through. We had one gentleman who...
It's probably too late now, let's be honest.
Hey, welcome to join you guys. Thanks.
Jimmy, yay.
but we had one guy join us. He'd actually heard us on Joy FM and became a sponsor. And he's coming down to play with us, and he's loving it. And he just came down to on the training practices before, and I was like, don't worry, you know, if it seems a bit too scary, don't worry, you know, next season we'll go back to the basics again so you can start looking at how it goes. And he's going, no, I want to get in there, I want to join, start training with you guys. It's yeah. such a great feel to see that kind of encouragement in people.
Awesome.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
That's right. You're on The Woods here on a Wednesday night, and we've got the Melbourne Chargers in the house. But also, I've just dragged into the studio Joy's resident sports bag. Dougal. Hey, Dougal. How are you going?
Not bad, Mark. Yourself?
Good. Now, you were on earlier tonight, of course. Nice. You're on at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Indeed.
Indeed. Now, how do you see the Bingham Cup and for Australia? What's your take on it?
One of the best events in Australian sport this year.
This year. Fantastic. Now, and what about the importance of the Melbourne Chargers as well?
Look, the Melbourne Chargers, very important to our GLBTI sporting club, very own gay rugby league club here in Melbourne. And
Union.
Yeah, Union.
Union, sorry. Union. Sorry. Union.
Did you say league, Dougal? Oh, you're in trouble. See, are in so much trouble.
I'm not a massive Union fan, I have to say. I'm more of a league fan. I follow the Storm.
I grew up playing league, and I never thought I would be a Union boy, but after playing, it's you like it. Yeah, it's incredible. Way better than league.
Yeah, we don't play touch football.
Oh, there was a silence then. Oh.
But no, obviously the Chargers, they play a huge part in Melbourne's sporting community, especially for our gay and lesbian community. And how are you getting the message out there to rugby supporters out there if they want to, our GLBTI sporting members, if they're looking for a rugby club to join you?
Oh, yeah.
We feature quite heavily in the Melbourne Community Voice. And Facebook is, getting so many hits. So we're getting new likes every single day, which is fantastic, especially with being around the corner. Every rugby club in Australia is actually sharing each other's status, so we're getting even more of a reach. So people who might not be from Melbourne but might be coming to Melbourne are wanting to join us. So we've got a few international guests in town who are actually coming here before they go to Sydney, and we're socialising with them and, making sure that they feel welcome as well.
Yeah, and I mean, you've got strong ties with both the Sydney Convicts and the Brisbane Hustlers as well, don't you?
Yes, we all play once a year called the Purchase Cup, which is when all three teams come together. Well, actually, four teams now, because we've got the New Zealand Falcons taking part.
Oh, fantastic. Yep. I didn't know they were in
They reformed last year, and a few of them came over this year, and they put in a bid to host the next Purchase Cup, so it could be that there could be an end-of-season tour next year in Auckland.
Which I'm super happy about, because Auckland is awesome.
And I swear that one of the Chargers boys here looks like a mate of mine from university, which is a bit of a worry, because the last time that I met Adam Spencer, he wasn't playing rugby union.
Is it Adam?
His name is Matt, and he's straight, and he went to his first gay bar for the very first time 2 weeks ago.
Did he realise you're straight ally like myself?
Yep, fantastic. So this gentleman here at the back, Mr. Regan Lilly, brought him along. He's also a token straight boy.
Riveting radio, we're pointing to pictures of rugby players in a magazine that listeners cannot see.
Interesting thing about Matt is he grew up in New Zealand in a small country town, at the bottom of the South Island. And prior to joining the Chargers, he'd never actually met an out gay person in his life.
Wow, and that's incredible.
And Regan works with him or knows him somehow and, decided to bring him along to training. And yeah, now he's, integral part of the club, and he's more than happy to hang out with us. It's quite, quite a unique experience, I think.
And if you guys want to know what he looks like, if you get your copy of MCV out and open up the centre page spread, you'll see the team. He's the big guy just towards the right-hand side.
You can't miss him. You really can't. And look, I was going to say that, get a copy of MCV this week, because you guys are the centrefold. Now, unfortunately, Ash...
I know.
You're not there. What happened?
I was running late for reasons. I got there just after the photo was taken.
I'm saying it was traffic.
Yeah. I'm saying it was traffic. Traffic definitely kept me behind.
It's common courtesy to send a text message just to say, running 5 minutes late, can you hold off the photos?
The photo was taken, 2 weeks out from the Bingham Cup, and, it was before training, so at 6:30 on the dot, we had to start start training, so we couldn't hold the photo back any longer. So I sacrificed my beautiful mug being in the photo so we could train.
So Anton, do you actually keep a tight rein on these guys? So if training's at 6:30, that's when it starts? Or are you one of the worst defenders at running late?
I'm there.
Yeah.
I don't have my asthma puffer. I can't train.
No, that's not true all the time.
Oh, I don't have my contacts.
Okay, playing rugby without contact lenses is very difficult because otherwise you've got no depth perception, you've got balls flying in your face, rugby ball.
Sounds terrible.
No, but we do try to start on time, and we're normally doing an hour and a half training, but we're doing like 2 hours to almost 2.5 hours worth of training at the moment because it's next week. We've only got 2 training sessions left and we need to make sure every minute counts.
Yeah.
Friday there's a pool party and barbecue that's hosted by the Harbour City Bears.
That's right. That's the Bear event. Now, I've seen some advertisements of this. This is looking great.
Any relative to...
Have you got your ticket?
To the Bears?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they are... Sydney Brothers.
Yeah, they are. Okay.
And so I'm assuming you guys are going to be going to that.
Are they brown bears or black bears? Or grizzly?
All types.
Yes. I'm hoping for grizzly and polar bears myself.
Now, I'm sure there'll be a few of those.
I think the cool thing about the BM Cup, and this is from someone that doesn't really... I know what rugby is. I know how the sport works. I know the rules, but I probably don't follow it that closely. But for
I'm going to be honest. I don't think anyone actually knows all the rules to rugby.
Fair enough.
Well, I've tried to ref a game, and it's so bloody hard.
Well, I know even less. And what I love about the Bingham Cup and the way that it's been promoted and the way that I'm seeing it from my perspective as an outsider per se is that it really is making a big event out of it. They're making parties out of it. Like, it really is a big showcase for rugby and for gay sport and for the entire thing. Like, it's not just about the game. It's about much more than that.
Well, what we've got to take into consideration as well, Sydney is such a far destination for everybody that's coming over. Most of the teams you'll find in either North America or Europe.
Yep.
So they're travelling 24 hours to come to a city. If we were just to have it over 3 days, I think Manchester was over 4 days, so Thursday finished on the Monday, there would be no excitement about it. So you're really getting your value for money for each player that's coming over. There's something happening each day that they're not feeling like we're just going to turn up and just play rugby. They're really making a whole spectacle and making it really inclusive.
Yeah, because one thing I did find surprising, out of the 58 eligible clubs that can participate in the cup, about half of them, 26 of them, are actually from the US.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have picked the US as a big rugby
I believe now that the US, the biggest social sport there is in the US is actually rugby union.
Wow.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I would have guessed basketball or something like that. But
NFL
But
also, not for long. The AFL is becoming big in the US. It'll overtake rugby.
But also, so the Bingham Cup is named after a guy, Mark Bingham.
Yeah.
And basically, he was instrumental in starting a gay rugby club in San Francisco, the Fog, where he was playing in... I think he played in university at Berkeley, maybe, and also in the UK. And so when he moved to San Francisco, he sort of wanted to start up this gay rugby club again.
And when we come back, I want to talk more about Mark Bingham because that's a very, very important part of this celebration as well.
Cool.
All right. And I also want to thank Dougal for joining us.
Not a problem.
And listen to The Sports Bag on Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
A couple of hours before the Woods,
exactly, and, for all your sporting
needs. We look forward to talking about more Bingham Cup next Wednesday night as well.
Brilliant.
More new music than any other radio station. Joy 94.9.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop. I shake it off, I never miss a beat.
94.9 The Woods with Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub. Woof. Grr.
And The Woods is all about the Bingham Cup and the Melbourne Chargers tonight.
All about it on Joy 94.9.
With Big Bear Mark and Luke the Wonder Cub.
Yes.
And Anton, the president of the Melbourne Chargers.
Hey,
and
hey.
Ash, the bear contingent. And I want to talk about the Bingham Cup now, obviously. Now, this is going to be, I believe, the seventh
yep.
Bingham Cup that's been held. And it's basically, it's the first time it's ever been held in the Southern Hemisphere,
yep.
which is cool. And it's cool that it's in Australia. Have they finalised how many teams? Because all I've heard figures like from 28 up to 40.
There's a lot of teams that are coming over, but because of the distance,
yeah.
Some teams are not bringing full teams. They're actually amalgamating with another team to create a full team.
Okay.
So there is representation from over 30 countries, but I believe we're at 26 teams actually taking part.
Okay.
So there's three clubs in Australia. We're representing with two teams. Sydney Convicts have got three teams. Brisbane Hustlers have got one team, but we've also got a combined Australian Barbars, which is also being led by the Hustlers. So we've got a few teams being led onto the pitch, and then New Zealand Falcons as well.
Very good.
And looking from a competitive perspective, do you think that the other teams are going to have jet lag and that could play to the advantage of the Australian teams, perhaps?
Well, this is what I find. When I went to the last Bingham Cup, they always say the amount of days it takes to get over jet lag is the amount of time zones. When I flew over to Manchester, I arrived the day before, and you know your sleeping pattern is buggered.
Yeah.
A few of the guys have actually arrived already in Australia, so they've given themselves a week and a half
right.
to tour around getting acclimatised. They've been in Melbourne, then they went up to Cairns and realised, you know, let's have some sun.
Yep.
So a few of them are acclimatising and getting over the jet lag. So our plan of actually them turning up the day before and then getting jet lag kind of went out the window.
Damn. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
But, like, in our favour, we come from a rugby playing nation where a lot of them don't. So. Yeah. You know, that
yeah.
they've got to get used to actually playing us.
I mean, the Sydney Convicts, they've got a pretty damn impressive track record at the Bingham Cup, don't they?
They have. They won the Bingham Cup, I would say Wingham then, the Bingham Cup in Manchester. They actually put a bid in when Manchester put the bid in, but unfortunately they lost out to when Manchester won. So it's really good that Sydney won it this time. We played them up against them in Purchase in March, and we put a bit of a scare.
Yeah,
into.
We're all pretty fresh team. Like the team we played, that was pretty much our first game together.
Yeah. And full game, not just a friendly,
our first full game together.
Yeah.
And we I'm going to, you know, I don't mean to whinge, but I think there were a few unfair decisions. And we probably should have won, but they got a pretty cheeky call.
Yeah, we were leading in the first half. So when we've got two teams looking at us going, oh, it's only Melbourne Chargers, they're not going to do anything, we'll beat them. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Now, that's impressive as well, because now we had news about this a few weeks ago that the Convicts, they won their first, professional game they won?
Yeah.
They did.
They opened and they were playing against a university team,
Macquarie University.
And they were opening for the Waratahs.
Yeah.
There's me knowing my facts.
Yeah. So the first gay rugby team to win a game at that level, is that correct?
Well,
it's, or over here. Or?
I mean, internationally they're the first gay rugby team to win a, you know, professional game, but they weren't playing like anything above what their normal level is, so they were still playing within their competition, but they were just being, you know,
in a stadium
setting.
I wasn't sure what that news meant when
so it's sort of like, you know,
it
was being, if you're watching the AFL and, you know, the little kids run around and do that Oz kick thing, it was basically the same thing.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Right. It was like if somebody
downgraded or anything.
No, not at all. No.
So it's like someone playing the Victoria Rugby?
Yeah, the Victoria League.
Footy League, playing somewhere like the MCG.
Yeah.
So it's minor leagues playing with big balls.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, again, I'm a total novice at this. Now, apparently there's a cup and a plate that you're playing for. Is this right?
There's four different divisions, I believe. There's the Bingham Plate, the Bingham Cup, which is the dog's bollocks of...
That's the big one.
Yeah.
Then you've got the Bingham Bowl, which is... It all gets separated into different divisions.
Yep.
And then there's the plate. Then there's the Hoagland Cup, which is in tribute, which is attributed towards Mark Bingham's mother, Alice Hoagland. And then there's, for the absolute newbies, there is the Alice Hoagland Tribute Cup. So there's different things you can win.
Yeah.
Just because you knocked out of one particular competition, you can pay off for the plate. The Chargers actually won the plate along with the Convicts 4 years ago in Minneapolis, but that was a combined team.
All right, okay. So did you argue about who was going to get it, or did you just get it because they've got more?
Well, the Sydney Convicts were leading it.
Yeah.
So it was the Sydney Convicts Chargers. But this time we've got some really good high hopes.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe come back with some bling.
Well, that's the plan.
That's the goal.
The only thing I'm worried about is who's going to bring it over, because it's really heavy.
Yeah,
have I got 23 kilos?
The Bingham Cup was actually in Melbourne for the launch party a few weeks ago, and it is really heavy. It's like, you know, it's bigger than my house. It's huge.
Wow. He actually went once to live in it. He was hibernating and going, oh, I can little nest, little burrow in here.
Just poke his head out the top occasionally. Yeah. Look, I also want to talk obviously about Mark Bingham, who the cup is named, or the whole tournament is named after. Now, obviously, Mark is quite a famous sportsman who tragically died in the September 11 attacks.
Yeah. Well, you know, tragically and heroically, I suppose you could say. There was a plane that crashed into the field that was...
September 11.
Philadelphia, yeah.
Yeah. The reason that crashed in the field and the only people that died were the people on the plane, as opposed to, you know, thousands of others, was that he and a couple of others led a charge and overpowered the terrorists and caused it to crash into a field rather than into a building.
Yeah. The plane was flying that low that they could actually make phone calls. And there's a part, I don't know if you guys have seen the documentary, which is actually being shown tonight. Mm. She reminisces how they were speaking to him on the phone and said, you know, it's been taken up by terrorists, we're going to take over the plane.
Mm.
And they said that they could actually hear like a rugby chant in the background, like that kind of noise that was being made from the black box. And it's really, really emotional. You know, you watch the movie and you think, you get to know Mark because of all the home movies that he made growing up. He loved making rock and roll home movies, and you get to learn about his childhood and his teens and how he came out to his mother. And but then as the movie goes on, you get to learn about her and what she's got out of this. Yes, it was a really, really horrific situation, but what's come out from this has been fantastic. You know, more gay teams or more gay teams have come up, and knowing the name Bingham within this community is actually, it's quite iconic.
Yes, it is.
So it's, you know, for myself, when I watched that, I was like going, well, this is the reason why I want to take part in the Bingham Cup. Yeah. It's not just for myself. It's not just for my team. It's actually to remember the name Mark Bingham.
Yeah. And I believe it was on ABC 2 tonight.
Yeah.
I think it was 7:30, but it should be on iView.
8:30. It's on 8:30. So it might still actually be on now.
It might be still on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But don't switch off the radio.
listen to us. We're more.
Yeah, listen to us and then go and watch it on iView later.
Go and tape it.
No, iView. It'll be on iView. Whatever. Tomorrow. Okay. So go and watch. I'm going to watch it tomorrow on iView.
Cool.
Because, yeah, it is a very important documentary, and it'd be a shame not to go and see that. So, yeah, check it out on iView tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I was actually going to announce this at the team dinner, but I can't keep it in anymore because...
Exclusive.
Alice Hoagland, mother of Mark Bingham, is actually going to be joining us for dinner with our team, with our club.
Oh, wow.
So she landed yesterday, and Amanda Mark, who's also one of Mark Bingham's closest friends, I was messaging her and said, oh, what are you both doing on Wednesday night? She goes, oh, not really now. I says, well, you're more than welcome. Please do come join and meet the club. Amanda's already met most of the guys, and it'd be really good because... they've seen the DVD, they've seen the movie, and to actually meet Alice and to talk to her again will bring it home, and I think it'll make the tournament a bit more emotional for them and a bit more of a connection.
Awesome.
That is...
well, that'll definitely charge them up, that's for sure, because it means so much more when you're playing for something that is important rather than just playing a game. It becomes, like you said, more than a game. It becomes a completely different experience. So that's going to be great for you guys.
I'm actually really excited about that. That's,
I thought
that's
awesome. A penny dropper there for you.
Ash's eyes lit up. That was like, wow.
I'm really bad at keeping secrets.
Clearly.
Obviously.
Well, I was going to leave it, but now I'll just announce it on radio. That's fine. All right. You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you are on The Woods with Luke the Wonder Cub and Big Bear Mark, and we are joined by the Melbourne Chargers President Anton and, of course, Ash as well. That's one of the players on the Chargers.
Now, Ash, I have to admit, I was a little bit worried when you walked in tonight.
Oh.
Because...
I get that a lot, actually, so...
Generally?
Well, just generally, but...
Oh, God.
But up on above that as well, you've got something on your arm.
I do.
Can you explain to our listeners what is happening with your arm at the moment?
So maybe about 6 weeks ago, I was playing a game of rugby, and I fractured my scaphoid, which is the little bone below your thumb. Basically, I ran at a giant islander, and when you do that, something tends to break, and it's usually not them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually you that breaks. Yeah.
So you would advise that then, running at random islanders?
About that.
Well, we ended up beating them, so you know, it was all for a good cause.
That's good.
But
which game was that?
Warrnambool.
Oh yeah, Warrnambool. Yeah.
So they should do it in a victorious kind of way.
Sacrifice
yourself to win the game.
I actually did it in the first 10 minutes. I didn't realize that I'd done it, and I kept on playing. I was like, oh, my hand's a bit sore.
Yeah.
I kept on playing, and then at the end of the game, I was like, okay, no, my hand is really fucking sore.
Yeah.
So I fractured my scaphoid. And
so what does that mean for you next week? What's going
to
happen?
That means that I'm defying doctor's orders to play. Basically, I'm getting my cast taken off. The day before I fly up, and I'm going to play Bingham.
But it's okay. We do have a full medical team with us. Yeah. We've also got a doctor on the squad as well. So if anything does go wrong.
Anyone who knows me well knows that I, you know, have a pretty high pain threshold. So
you've had a couple of injuries this season.
Yeah, so over the last two seasons, I've played for the Chargers for two seasons. I've fractured a bones. I've fractured metatarsals in both my feet, dislocated my ankle, dislocated my shoulder, cracked a rib twice. I pulled the long and short bicep heads in my right shoulder and fractured my scaphoid.
The life of a forward.
So yeah. to play rugby, you need a good health plan, in other words.
Yeah, or just like consume a lot more calcium than I do, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ah. Very good. Now, look, I believe when you get to Sydney, there is actually an app.
There is.
Growler. Oh, I mean, what is it?
That's the other one.
That's the one that's important.
They're all going to crash. None of them are going to be able to work. As soon as you got the screen, it's like everyone's going to be like 1 meter away from you. You're like, you've got nowhere to turn.
Apparently, I don't know, at the London Olympics, when the Olympics started, like Grindr crashed. Like in London, because everybody, like all of the athletes were on it. And yeah.
Yeah, apparently you couldn't get on at the Olympic Village because there was too many people trying to use it at the Olympic Village.
Yep. It just goes, nothing's much changed about the app though, to be honest.
We are talking about, there is actually a Bingham Cup app that lets you know when all the games are on, and does it do like the social events and stuff as well?
So what will be is, if you go into the App Store, I think it's available both on Android and iPhone App Store. Am I going to say that? Sorry. I'm not putting
product
placement.
You said it now.
Okay. If you look at Bingham Cup Sydney 2014, it'll actually give you game times, games results, who goes into what pool, who's playing when, what time. It's really, really helpful, because in previous Bingham Cups, we've had to go to this tiny little piece of paper and look for a name. Oh, we won, and it just makes life so much easier. And you can just sit there and be antisocial for about 5 minutes and look through what's going on.
Awesome. Now, I want to talk about as well, before we come to the end of the show, obviously, as you said, you know, people can join throughout any time of the season. Yes. The Bingham Cup's next week, so probably can't join the next week. But once all the excitement sort of dies down and everything, there's going to be people that are really interested in the Charges and in rugby and gay teams and stuff like that after this. So how can people get involved with the Charges? How can they get in touch with you guys and come and like watch a game or come to a training session? How does it work?
So our social media will be continuous through off season, regardless of whether there's a game or not going. What we did last summer was actually a group of guys every Saturday morning used to get together and just play a bit of touch footy in the park, just to keep the ball skills up. Anybody who didn't really want to get into rugby straight away, this was actually a good medium for them to come and figure out how to throw a ball and how to catch a ball without being, you know, tackled. We will probably kick off our recruitments around January, February time. Midsummer's normally our first recruiting drive when we do Midsummer Sports Day.
Yep.
Then we'll have our Rugby 101. So Bingham is going to be so exhausting for everybody that people are just going to want to take a bit of time out.
Of course.
So we will always post stuff. So if you go on melbournechargers.org or if you go on our Facebook page, we'll keep people posted if there's anything happening, if, you know, if we're getting together and having a bit of a throw around, you know, come and join us, definitely.
Yeah. Because now, Ash, we've been friends for a few years, and I remember watching on Facebook, watching your journey joining the Charges back at the start as well. So how was it for you getting involved?
Basically, I was at a bar, my local, I'll call it, and I saw a calendar on the wall, and it was the Chargers calendar, and I was like, oh wow, there's a gay rugby club here. I haven't played rugby since I was a teenager, and you know, and I was missing it, and I missed the camaraderie, I missed the sport, and I missed, you know, the exercise.
Yep.
So I was like, sweet, I'm gonna inquire. So I just googled the Charges, and and I went to one of the Sunday socials and got to meet some of the players, and they told me how to sign up, basically. But you know, I was just going to make a point as well that you don't actually have to play to be a part of the club either.
Yeah,
you know,
we
have a bunch of supporters, guys that just come down and, you know, help out, run water, take photos, and they're an integral part of the club.
Have you got a cheer squad?
Well, I really, really would love one. Like, I think
is that something we can get going for you? Maybe
I'm imagining cold. Something like the
bears in tutus longest, and pom poms.
Is it the longest yard or something like that? Like Adam Sandler movie. It's a remake where he's like in prison and he's like playing football, and all of like the drag queen cheerleaders, like that's what I want. Like,
you are a lot of drag queens.
Perfect.
You know, we always post when games are on, so even if you want to get a group of guys together, I don't know how the other team will take it, having a big line of bears in like a grass skirt, pom-poms and seashells.
Could be a good distraction.
I'm sure they'd love it.
Could assist in victory.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be able to concentrate if that was the case.
Well, I mean, I have to admit, when I lived in Sydney. I actually did go down and watch the Convicts quite regularly. They used to play in Newtown a lot where I lived.
Yeah.
And I used to go down. I had a couple of friends who were in the Convicts and I used to go down. It was great. It was a great atmosphere. Yeah. I'll have to get down and see you guys play next year as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, let's go to a game, Mark.
Yeah, we should.
I don't know what's going on, but we'll go.
I would love... You could be our cheer squad. I would love that. I could just imagine you, Luke, on the sideline. Give me a D. That's all I want.
I will do that for you, Ash.
Thank you.
I will do that just for you. A really quiet moment. I'll choose it really carefully and out of nowhere it's going to happen. I'm not joking. Yes. You're going to see it next year.
Oh, this week.
We're almost at the end of our show. So I just want to say a really big thank you to Anton and Ash for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It's been great being here.
And good luck next week.
Yeah, all the best. Now, if you do, or hopefully you'll come back with a nice big cup or a plate or a bowl or something.
Yeah.
A bit of Tupperware.
Exactly. A bit of shiny Tupperware. And if you do, you have to come back in and tell us, okay?
Well, we'll do, yes. I know Ash is going for a mini break after the Bingham Cup, but I'll be coming back to sunny Melbourne.
A couple of us going up to Hamilton Island for a week, you know, just chill out.
On Hamilton Island. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Awesome. So, as we said, we are going to be doing some coverage at the Bingham Cup for the Bingham Cup for Joy 94.9. So
Look it up. Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
It'll be on the website.
Just listen to Joy all the time. You'll be fine. And also, of course, if you want to, there are still tickets available for the pool party, I heard today.
Oh, really?
Apparently so. So if you want to go to the pool party,
there's going to be no room in the pool. Everyone's just going to be stood like sardines.
I told my mother that I'll be going to the pool party, and she's like, oh, that sounds like fun. I'll get a ticket. Oh, no, Mum, it's sold out. Sold out.
Ooh.
That, and I'm pretty sure it's men only, but yeah.
Pretty sure.
My mother could probably sneak in.
Like. And really, really quickly, I do want to give a big shout out to Carol in Manchester.
Yes.
Hey, Mum.
Hey, Carol. How are you going?
Say it in Welsh.
What time is it there? It says, Pnawn da, Mam Tinyawn.
There you go.
And also, Brian's friend Mike as well is listening from the UK.
Oh,
I want to say that too.
All right.
Hello.
Manchester.
So there you go. This has been a really fun show. Mark, I'm on the radio again this Saturday with Critical Hit at 3 p.m. talking all about MMORPGs and how they consume your life.
That's right. And we will be back next Monday morning with the Brekkie Bears at 6:30 a.m. through to 9 o'clock.
Sure are. And of course, make sure you listen to the podcast and download on iTunes and Stitcher. And we're back next Wednesday night on The Woods at 9 p.m. And that's it.
Woof gurr.
Grr woof.
Cacaw, cacaw.
Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to The Woods.
If you like this podcast, why not rate it on iTunes or Stitcher?
This has been a Joycast for
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.